bless Lord Jesus, forgive by my sound. In his presence, peace and happiness abound. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In his presence, peace and happiness abound. To the fount of living waters, dear O God, for his might, his blessing, let me satisfied. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For his might, his blessing, let me satisfied. May I bless him on the passing of my days, and forever faithful follow in his ways. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And forever faithful follow in his ways. He has promised he will lead me out away. From God's holy house I never go astray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. From God's holy house I never go astray.
Please be seated. 请坐. We're going to pray together and give thanks to God. We rejoice because we're in the true church. We rejoice because we have got the truth. This is something sometimes we have taken it for granted. So we're
going
to pray, ask God to revive our spiritual eyesight.
我们求神来再一次来展现我们的这个
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Thank you.
the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study one of the themes in this spiritual convocation.
奉救之圣名，我们来继续查考这灵恩布道会的其中的一个这个主题。
That is the one true church in the Bible.
这是圣经里的独一真教会。
Oh, we started talking about this yesterday.
我们从昨天就开始了。
We talk about the definition of the truth of the church.
我们讲到教会的定义是什
么？ We also talked about the origin of the church.
我们谈到这个教会的由来。
We also mentioned the importance of the church for salvation.
我们要谈到教会对得救的这个重要性。
Well, I thank God I just came back a few days ago from International Assembly of the True Church World Delegates Conference. 世界代表大会刚刚回来
的台中。
刚刚从世界代表大会回来。
我是刚刚从世界代表大会回来。
A few days ago, and then you know, in that meeting, we had a series of meetings on studying the truth and also on how to evangelize.
在这个讨论当中，我们有谈到如何来就是查考这个真理，还有如何来传福音。
And the true church, how it's organized, you know, globally throughout the whole world.
真耶稣教会要怎样好好的组织起来。
For the past many many years,
在世界上，然后最近
and from the delegates,
好几年的时候了，时间了
we can see the church in different parts of the world is growing by the power of God.
我们可以看到，就是在这次的这个大会当中，我们可以看得到，就是真耶稣教会在世界各个角落都已经在
长大。Because of different people, delegates or brothers and sisters from different parts of the world gather together and share together.How God is working, you know, in His plan of salvation.
因为可以有很多从世界各个地方来的弟兄姐妹聚集在一起来讨论神的工作在各个地方里的这种工作。
And we truly and deeply recognize that we are commissioned to preach the perfect gospel of salvation in the end time.
我们也真正的也是很肯定的知道我们是被就是被托付来传这个救恩，在这个末日当中，
使命。Jesus is the head of the church.
耶稣是教会的头。
How can the church is not important?
如何可以说教会不重要呢
？Jesus has given the church authority to baptize people to forgive sins. How can the church not important?
耶稣也把这个赦罪的权柄给了教会，在洗礼当中来赦罪。
The Bible tells us if we reject the church, we reject Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们，如果我们拒绝教会，就拒绝主耶稣。
How can the church not vital for salvation?
我们不能说教会对救恩得救不重要。
According to Jesus, on the way, you know, of Paul on the way to Damascus, Jesus clearly mentioned that the church actually is Jesus Himself.
在保罗在大马色的路上主耶稣亲自讲论到就是神就是教会本身。主耶稣就是教会的本身。
He said, "Why are you persecuting me, Saul?"
他问保罗为什么你来逼迫我
？That was a voice from heaven.
这是从天上来的声音。
Talking to this Paul now fallen on the floor, on the ground.
当时保罗已经扑倒在地上。
The words talking to him.
那个声音向他说
，You are persecuting me.
你在逼迫我，为什么
？How could that happen?
为什么这样会发生
？What does it mean?
这代表了什么
？So from this.Questioned by the Lord Jesus in heaven, we can see Paul persecuting the believers means persecuting the church, persecuting Jesus.
也就是说，保罗逼迫信徒就是逼迫教会，也就是逼迫主耶稣。
The Bible also tells us the church is given authority, you know, the responsibility to glorify God.
圣经说教会有了一个使命，就是要荣耀神。
How can the church not important for salvation to glorify God?
如果我们可以说教会对救恩方面保罗说教会当然在救恩方面来荣耀神是很重要的
The church is the house of God
因为教会是神的家
The church is the sheepfold of God
教会是神羊圈里的人的
So we have gone through the importance of the church for salvation
我们已经谈过了教会对救恩
Now let's come to the establishment of the one true church in the apostolic time and alsoNow, before the coming of Jesus again.
我们来看这个成立教会的重要性，就是在使徒时代跟现在这个末日的
From the whole Bible, we can see a very important truth.
在整个圣经里头，我们看到一个很重要的真理。
That is, the establishment of the one true church actually has been in two periods of time.
啊，其实这个真教会在两个时期被设立。
We talk about establishment of the church in the New Testament. The New Testament.
啊，第一就是啊，两个时期在新约里头有讲。
Of course, as we mentioned yesterday, the church already started in the Old Testament.
啊，其实，在真正教会在旧约已经开始了。
But in the New Testament, we got to recognize that these two periods of time are actually in the Bible.
啊，其实在这个两个阶段的时间，其实在圣经已经有记载。
That is the apostolic church.Preaching 100% according to the teaching of Jesus, the apostles was established about 2,000 years ago.
啊，也就是使徒行传啊，使徒时代的教会啊，在2000年前呢、啊，就是传讲一啊前辈的福音啊，已经开始了。
But according to history, according to prophecies, prefigurations, we can see the church, the truth began to be distorted.
啊，但是从历史上，我们可以看到后来这个真理啊。已经被扭曲了
，and it became a worldly church.
然后来成为一个属世的这个
教会。And this will have time we will talk about it. Why? It will bring us to why there's so many churches in the world today.
就后来就可以进入到我们谈论的啊，为什么这个世界上有这么多教派
？After that apostolic church was harvested by God, in other words, all the believers who were good now waiting for salvation, and all those who did not keep the word of God, of course, will not meet God. And then the Holy Spirit gradually departed.
啊、他这个使徒时代的教会啊，啊，神已经完全了他的工作，但是后来这个教会已经没落了。
Holy Spirit gradually departed from the church.
啊，然后圣灵也离开教会了，
渐渐的离开。It takes time, took a bit of time, not immediately. Oh, slowly, gradually. It's in the Bible.
啊，圣经是这样说的。
And then the coming of the true church in the end time.It's also a prophecy in the Bible.
啊，然后谈到了这个末日要兴起的教会。
In between
真教会
the apostolic church and the true church in the end time,
圣经记载的
，you can see many churches will come about.
啊，从使徒教会到真教会的出现，当中有很多教会出现了。
And we got to understand why.
啊，我们要了解为什么。
And then we got to understand how we should preach to these people who love God but without true knowledge, according to Paul.
那我们要了解到如何传给这些。啊、爱神的人但是没有真正真理的人
就像保罗所说的、
啊、保罗所说的
We have to thank him the Lord Jesus Christ、
啊、我们要来感谢神
We are in his church
我们在他教会里头
There's so many prophecies regarding God establishing the true church in the New Testament in two periods of time so many we can't even cite them all
在圣经中我们可以看到很多很多的这些、啊、记录就是神、啊啊、在两个时期设立了这个真教会新约时代设立两个真教会，两个阶段真教会。
And for example, the highest mountain mentioned by Isaiah, Micah, very clear indication. Two periods of time, building the same church in two periods of time, the true church.
好像是在以赛亚书还有米迦书所讲的这个啊最高的山峰，就是谈到两个时期的真教会。
Isaiah chapter 2 verses 2 and 3.
以赛亚书二章三章
Micah chapter 4 verses 1 and 2
米迦书的四章一章
From there we can see clearly two periods allocated by God to establish his true church in the New Testament
从这里我们可以看到就是、啊、神有这个旨意就是在两个不同的时间、啊、设立他的这个真的教会
In these few verses we can see a phrase called last days or latter days
啊、在这些当中我们可以看到就是这个末日这个
And this,
这件事情
末后的日子
末后的日子
或者最后的日子 last days or latter days and this phrase actually refer to if you look at all the verses you know within the context of the message you can see they all refer to the coming of Jesus the establishment of the churchor the power of the Holy Spirit
啊，他说这幕后的日子就是常常会关系到就是谈到这个啊真教会的成立啊主耶稣的再临等等
and therefore you can see in that verse is Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2 you can see in the last days what will happen the highest mountain will come about will be established
啊，从以赛亚书二章二节可以看得到在末日的时候啊这件真教会的实现
so these last days according to HebrewsIt's very clear. Chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. first days.
啊，这个末后的日子在希伯来书的啊一章一行二节啊，很清楚的讲。
Last days, if you look at the verse, God who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son. Last days, referring to the time of our apostles. Last days.Jesus speaking to these people, establishing the true church. The last days refer to the apostolic church, the period of apostolic time.
啊，所以这个幕后的日子啊，从这里我们看到就是讲的就是啊，当时啊神跟他的子民讲话，也是说就是幕后的日子，就是啊包括了使徒时代的时候，
教会建立
的时候。
And the last days, of course, refer to now before the Lord comes again.
也包括了现在，就是主耶稣再临之前。
This is clear. If you analyze this verse, you can see nations will come indeed on the day of the Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came down. You know, nations from under the Roman Empire, 15 nations within the Roman Empire came together. This is and was actually a fulfillment of the building of the church.
各国都要积极过来，就很像在这个五旬节的时候，圣灵降临的时候，当时在罗马帝国有十五个不同的这个国家都聚集过来。
Nations, so Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2 says that, and then in Acts chapter 2 we can see nations gathered together. It's fulfillment.
以赛亚书二章二节讲到各国都聚集过来，就像使徒行传一样。
So the point is this: from these few verses alone, we can see God has His plan of salvation.To save people in two different periods of time.
啊，其实从这几节圣经当中，我们看得到，就是啊，神有他的自己的这个啊，自己的旨意啊，要来在这个两个不同的阶段来拯救人。
Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17 also says the same, more or less the same thing. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17.
撒迦利亚书啊，一章十七节啊，十七章啊，一章十七节啊。也讲到同样的东西。
The Lord will again comfort Zion.
啊，神会来啊。
Chapter 1 verse 17.
啊，神会来啊，就是啊。
The Lord will again comfort Zion and will again choose Jerusalem. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17.
17.
And then chapter
他会安慰西安啊，然后选择耶路撒冷。
The and is important. And again, Zion apostolic, Jerusalem TJC in the end time.
啊，这个再是很重要，就是重新再来，就是啊，西安啊，耶路撒冷就是啊，幕后的真教会。
If you look at Zechariah chapter 8 verses 1 to 3, you can see similar thing, similar, very similar message.
如果看撒迦利亚书八章一到三节啊，
I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And it's very important.
这里说神说我要回到西安，要住在耶路撒冷中。
So many prophecies regarding the two periods of time building the church of God.
这里就是这些都是预言，就是神是教会设立的再设立的预言。
Even Revelation tells us this.
就算是启示录也告诉我们。
Remember, if you look at Revelation, John says, John sees of clear. Then I, John, Revelation chapter 21, verse 2.
21章，启示录21章二节。
Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. That, of course, the church, the New Jerusalem holy city is the church.
这里说，约翰说看到新城耶路撒冷，这里讲的就是教会。
But the point is this.
重点是。
The point is this. When John saw this vision, actually already the apostolic church was established.
但是我们要注意的就是，当约翰长老看这个异象的时候，当时的这个使徒时代的教会已经设立了。
Already established, already declining in a way.
可能已经甚至是开始走下坡。
But that is, I saw.New Jerusalem. This is talking about the end time true church.
这里看到新城新耶路撒冷。这就是谈到末后的真教会。
This is very clear. There's so many verses we cannot even finish talking about them within a short period of time.
它当中有很多的这种 章节我们因为时间的关系没有不没有办法。
Understand, we are emphasizing on two periods of time according to God establishing two, if you like, churches, but of the same church in different times.
啊，其实总结就是说我们在谈论就是神在两个不同的时间里时间中啊来设立他的真教会。
Zechariah chapter 13 verse 1.In that day, a fountain shall be opened for the house of David, and for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and for, you know, uncleanness.
啊，他说那日必给大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民开一个泉源，洗除罪恶与污秽。
There are many similar verses, House of David and Jerusalem.
啊，这里常常讲到大卫的家还有耶路撒冷。
House of David definitely refers to the apostolic time.
啊，大卫的家可以只是啊当时的啊这个使徒时代的教会。
We can prove it with the Bible, with verses. And then, inhabitants of Jerusalem. Jerusalem always refers to the future, the spiritual Jerusalem. This is the true church in the end time.
啊，耶路撒冷常常就是指啊末后的真教会。
So it's always two. David, house of David, and Jerusalem.
啊，所以常常就是讲两个对象，就是大卫的家，耶路撒冷。
Isaiah, and you remember Elijah? We all know prefigures John the Baptist, right?
我们知道以利亚啊就是预表。啊，四十一行。
啊 ，we all know this in Matthew chapter 11 verse 10, for example.
马太福音啊，十一章十节。
That tells us that actually Elijah, as mentioned there, means to indicate John the Baptist with the characteristics, with the mentality of Elijah.
啊，他是预表了这个四十一行了，因为他们的这种性情是一样的。
But Elijah also prefigures the true church at the end time. Now, the true church.
以利亚也啊预表了啊真教会，
后来
的真教会如何证明
？Because if you look at Malachi chapter 4 verse 5,
如果看马拉基书四章五节
，you can see Elijah will come again before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
啊，这里说在耶和华大而可畏之日到来之前，以利亚会再。
That is before the end of the world, before Jesus comes again the second time, Elijah will come again. That is definitely a church.
啊，他说必会差以利亚来。
Elijah
说，那就是教会。
In other words, physically Elijah came into this world one time.
啊，实际上以利亚只来这个世界一次而已。
But spiritually two times.
属灵方面来讲是两次
，all together three times, spiritually and physically.
啊，可以说是三次，包括。
And now Elijah is already here.
啊，这个
spiritually.
啊，属灵的以利亚已经在这里。
This is the true church in the end time.
啊，这就是啊末日的真教会。
Now, since the church of God in the New Testament will come in two periods of time, and the Holy Spirit must come in two periods of time.
啊，既然呢，这个真教会在两个不同的阶段出现了，然后圣灵也是同样的。
That's why you know many people who still don't have the perfect gospel, they also recognize the former rain, early rain, or the latter rain.
啊，所以那些没有谦卑福音的人，常常还会想到啊这些
早雨晚雨，
春雨秋雨。
Former rain, Holy Spirit descended upon the people, the believers in the apostolic time. Latter rain.Now, before the Lord comes again upon the believers in the end time.
啊，早已就是啊，在使徒时代圣灵降临给那当时的信徒，然后这个晚已就是现在降临给这个末日真教会。
If we recite all the verses regarding the two periods of time coming, the rain coming as to prefigure the Holy Spirit, I think we're going to take about 5 hours. All the verses in the Bible.
啊，如果我们要来查考这个啊，这个以这个早已晚已是代表圣灵的话。我们要花很多的时间。
Starting from the ancient time, the time of Moses, already we can see the prophecy regarding early rain and early latter rain.
啊，从摩西的时代已经看到了这个早已晚已的预言。
But maybe a few verses we should look into.
something
that we need to know. For example, Ezekiel.
但是有几节圣经可能我们要记着的，就是在以西结书。
In Ezekiel chapter 11 verse 19,
以西结书十一章九节。
And 20.
十一章九节到二十节。
We can see in those two verses, then I will give them one heart and will put a new spirit within them, a new spirit. That is a spirit which has never been experienced before by people in the ancient time.
这里是谈到我要放一个新的心，新的心灵。
How new?
有多新呢？
Speaking in tongues.
就是讲方言，说方言。
Speaking in tongues was not found in the ancient time in the Old Testament.
在旧约里头没有讲到说方言的事情。
This new thing, new spirit, really, if you look at it carefully with other verses supporting, you can see it's speaking in tongues. That's so new that we can feel God ourselves.
也就是这个心灵哦，就是讲说方言了，就是其他。就业是找不到的，这就是亲自体验神。
Hosea chapter 6 verse 3。
还有何西亚书。
Hosea chapter 6 verse 3。
何西亚书六章六章的三节。
Hosea chapter 6 verse 3。Let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning.He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and the former rain to the latter and former rain. God will come to his people.
这里说
with the Holy Spirit.
神会以圣灵的方式来到他的名当中。
And obviously, this was very clear in the book of Joel, which was quoted by Peter on the day of the Pentecost.
尤其是这在耶尔书也有记载，就是彼得在这个五旬节的当天呢，有述说了这件事情。
We know this verse so well.
我们
Peter said, "These people are not drowned; they have received the Holy Spirit as prophesied by the prophet Joel."
彼得说这些人不是醉的，他们得到圣灵，很像正如这个耶尔书所记载的。
And when he said that, he has got actually one part of the fulfillment. That is the Holy Spirit coming down on the day of the Pentecost, establishing the true church, apostolic church at the time.
当时就是圣灵降临，然后设立了这个使徒时代的真教会。
Of course, if you continue to read on that section in Acts chapter 2, you can see Peter also mentioned the Holy Spirit will come, and that is before, you know, the Lord comes again. The moon will become blood.The sun will be darkened. All these are the signs of the second coming of Jesus. And that he said, the Holy Spirit will come again. That is now being fulfilled.
也就是在二节，如果我们看《使徒行传》二章二节的二章的话，彼得就有谈到当时圣灵在神末后的日子降临，就是在神主耶稣再临之前呢，包括天上日头要变为 黑暗，然后月亮变为雪等等的事情。
So from all the verses we mentioned just now, we can see actually the Old Testament prophets prophesied the coming of the true church in two periods of time, and also with the downpour of the Holy Spirit in two periods of time.
所以刚才我们所念的圣经就是看到，就是其实教会是有两个阶段在降临的，然后包括圣灵在里头。
Now regarding prophecies of the coming of the early rain, latter rain, we can also see from the words of John the Baptist and also the messages of Jesus.
包括这个早雨和晚雨的事情其实在使徒约翰的道理当中，还有主耶稣的道理当中都可以看到。
Which we will come to during the evangelical service, maybe to talk a bit more about that.
可能等下我们的这个布道会我们会谈论这些。
Because these two periods are very important. If we don't see this, then we do not see the truth of salvation.
这两个阶段这个两个时期是很重要的。如果我们不明白这件事情的话，我们就很难明白。
So the early rain, the Holy Spirit, the early rain, the Holy Spirit arrived to establish the apostolic church.
所以早已就是来降临了，来成立了这个或者设立了这个使徒教会。
And this can be also clearly seen in the Old Testament as prophecies.
啊，这在旧约里头有预言到的。
And then eventually the Holy Spirit came.
啊，最后圣灵降临
to establish the apostolic church.
啊，圣灵的确降临了，来设立了或者成立了这些使徒时代的教会。
The church was only established after the downpour of the Holy Spirit.
啊，教会是在 in the New Testament. 在新约里记载，就是啊，教会是圣灵降临之后才设立起来的。
Right.Apostolic time, the most popular chapter regarding the downpour of the Holy Spirit, Acts chapter 2, we can see the wind came along so loud as prophesied by Jesus, and then the Holy Spirit came upon people baptized from the church.
啊，在使徒行传当中，我们就可以看得到啊，圣灵如何降临，很像大风这样。然后当时很多人相信，很多人就洗礼了，
教会就成立了。
教会就成立了。
But the Bible also tells us the Holy Spirit, after coming down the first time to establish the apostolic church, would gradually depart from the church.
啊，这其实圣经也记载了，就是圣灵降临之后，成立了教会之后，然后过了一段时候，又开逐渐的啊离开。
This has been prophesied in the Bible.
啊，这是圣经有预言了。
Leviticus prophesies this.
啊，利未记有讲到这一点。
啊，Chapter 26, verses 19 and 20.For example,
利未记的六章十九和二十节
Because this is quite a vast topic, we cannot read all the verses, you know, individually. But if they are up there, you can put them down for your own references.
如果你有时间的话，可以记录下。
But I'll highlight the important ones.
因为我们太多章节要讲，所以记录那些很重要的。
Ezekiel also tells us that the glory of God will depart gradually. That is the Holy Spirit departing from His church.
以西结书也有记载，就是神的荣耀要逐渐离开他的教会。
This is a very important book regarding the gradual departure of the Holy Spirit from His church.
这是记载一个很重要的一本书，就是谈到圣灵逐渐的离开教会。
You can read Ezekiel chapter 10 verse 4.
我们就是要记录的就是以西结书。十章的
Chapter 11,
十章的四节，十一章的
22, 23, 24节。You can see the Holy Spirit would be gradually, initially from cherub, and then to the threshold of the temple, and then gradually to go on the top of the mountain, further and further away from the dwelling place of God.
从这里我们看到圣灵如何逐渐的从这个圣殿当中慢慢离开一次之后，后来到山边去了，然后就立刻完全的离开了。
The reason for departure very clear.
这里谈到这个离开的原因很清楚。
Jeremiah chapter 3 tells us the reason for God's glory, that is His Holy Spirit departing from the church in the future, before even the church was established.
以赛亚书的耶利米书的三章哦。告诉我们是神的灵离开的原因是什么？
教会没有成立之前
教会没有成立之前
Jeremiah chapter 2 chapter 3 verses 2 and 3
二汉三节。
Why? The reason given in these two verses: pollution, hallowed trees, wickedness.
这个理由是因为在神的家里有这个污秽，然后淫行的事情。
Therefore God's Holy Spirit departed from the church.
所以神的圣灵就离开了教会。
Hollow trees, of course, means two things. One is physical, another one is spiritual. People beginning to turn to another gospel, another Jesus, as mentioned by Paul to the believers in Galatians and the people in Corinth. We can see clearly these spiritual hollow trees led them to be forsaken by God.
这里说到淫行当然淫行有两方面，一种是属灵的，或者一种是。属肉的是真正的淫行，然后属灵的可能就是开始去偏离真理，然后相信别的这种信仰。
In other words, we can see clearly after the downpour of the Holy Spirit first time to establish the apostolic church, until the second downpour of the Holy Spirit to establish the true church in the end time, there's a big gap.
也就是说从第一次圣灵降临设立了真教会之后，到第二次降临设立 第二次的真教会，中间有一段很长的时间。
This is more than 1,000 years.
啊，这已经超过一千多年的时间。
Where there is no proper guidance of the Holy Spirit in terms of perfect gospel is concerned.
啊，谈到真理方面，没有圣灵的啊，这个好好的来指引指导。
And of course, the immediate question you were asking, what happened to these people within this period more than 1,000 years? Would they go to heaven or not, or go to hell?
啊，当然我们问起这样的问题，就是这当中的这些人怎么办？有没有机会上天国？
Answer is very simple.
啊，答案很简单。
Why should you care about it? It's the past. Let God take care of it.
我们也不要去管太多了，让神自己去做决定。
If you know the answer, so what? It's nothing to do with your salvation now.
就算你知道答案又怎么样？对你自己。
A lot of things we don't have to answer. God will take care. Don't worry yourselves.
啊，很多事情我们不需要有答案了，让神自
己。But within these 1,000 more so years, we can see God still inspired people to work for Him.
啊，不管如此啊，这个一千年当中，一千多年当中，神还是启发这些人来帮他工作。
In other words, before the establishment of the true church in the end time, God also made use of people, for example, to translate the Bible, to inspire people to look into the original text, and etc., etc. But that doesn't mean, there was the church established by God.
啊，就算如此啊，在这一千年当中，神还是有他的工作，让很多人。继续来查考圣经，或者来编排这个圣经，或者来
I did not have not
翻译圣经
translated the Bible.
啊，你跟我都没有参与这个翻译。
God inspired His people, wherever they are, up to Him, not you and me or I.
啊，所以神可以启发他自己所要的人去做这些事情。
So the period without the Holy Spirit is also prefigured in the Bible.
所以那段时候没有神的灵同在，也是在。圣经有预言到
The most important one is
预表到
Remember three years and 6 months without rain、
啊、最重要的就是三年零六个月没有下雨
That is in the time of Elijah
在以利亚的时候
Elijah、
啊、
Prefaced the church member、
啊、以利亚就是、啊、预表的教
会 In that Elijah period spiritually that is the church without the Holy Spirit、
啊、就是当时教会没有圣灵
And this has been confirmed in Luke chapter 4 verse 25.
在路加福音四章二十五节有已经正式的这一点。
Luke 4:25.
Emphasizes this point. 四章二十五节。
Heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months.
当时就是天关闭了。
That means the Holy Spirit coming down, as we can see today, receiving the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues.
不像我们今天这样可以得到圣灵、讲灵言
Great famine throughout the whole land within this more than 1,000 years
偏在这一千年当中在这一千多年当中在属灵方面是、偏地的大饥荒
If you look at it three and a half years on take it literally one year we know what is it one day is like one year isn't it the Bible tells us according to Peter huh?
我们做一个比喻说
Or numbers is tells us、
一天、比喻成一年、
The Bible uses this kind of prefiguration if you like. To take one day as one year altogether that would be almost 1,300 years. The point is prefiguration means to tell us something a message which is not literallyas such but it's more than 1,000 years very clear
预表就是说预表并不是实在的这个数字、哦、
Exactly three and a half years is 1,277 days
比如说三年零六个月就是1,200多年
But that is not the literal years but it's more than 1,000 years
当然不是我们所说的这种算法了只是说超过一千年
Indeed, If you look at the historyof the church starting from the apostolic church until the coming of the church within this void period a lot of wrong teachings came about
我们可以看到就是这个使徒行传使徒时代的教会到这教会的出现这一阶段、很多的这些、这种 假道理出现
But at the same time God also has inspired within this period even though Holy Spirit did not come to dwell people speaking in tongues God inspired peopleto write good music or all kind of good literature it's fine
就算如此、神还是启发了很多他所要成就的工作包括很像写一些、 很好的赞美诗或者很好的这些文章。
And then the Lutheran came along to establish the one true church in the end time.
后来这个晚矣就降临来成立这个真教会。
This is very important.
这是很重要的。
How do we know? When the Bible says.
我们怎么知道？因为圣经这么说。
Look at Isaiah chapter 32.
看以赛亚书。
Talking about the coming of the Holy Spirit in the latter time before the Lord comes again to establish the true church.
谈到了这个晚以圣灵再生，耶稣再临之前来设立真教会的事情。
The downpouring of the latter rain is prophesied by Isaiah.
晚以的降临啊。
Isaiah chapter 32 verse 15.
十五节。
Until the Spirit is put upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is counted as a forest.
等到圣灵从上浇灌我们，旷野就变为肥田。
Of course, this talks about
肥田成为森林。
It talks about the important Holy Spirit building the church.
这里谈到就是这个圣灵设立教会。
This is clearer if we look at Isaiah chapter 51 verse 3.
我们再看以赛亚书51章3节的话，更清楚。
The Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort her all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden.Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in it. Thanksgiving and voice of melody. That is Isaiah 51 verse 3.
51章3节，以赛亚书51章3节。
What is this wilderness?
这个旷野指的是什么？
After the departure of the Holy Spirit from the apostolic church, we can see the church. So many churches came along and they are just like wilderness. Why?Without the true perfect gospel, without the true Holy Spirit.
我们发现就是圣灵离开之后，当中还有很多教会成立，但是他们很像旷野这样。因为什么？因为他们枯干，因为没有圣灵的缘故。
So the second time is going to come. The second time.
所以圣灵第二次来临的时候，降临的时候
，we establish the church.
就设立了真教会了，神的教会。
This is very clear.
这是很重要的。
And if you look at other verses, we can see how.This is even clearer.
我们跟其他的章节还有也是很清楚的。
And we know the true church was established by the Holy Spirit.
我知道真教会是圣灵所设立的。
People began to receive the Holy Spirit. The truth was revealed.
人开始得到圣灵，然后真理开始面面阐明了。一个人要如何接受洗礼
？To keep the Holy Sabbath.
如何要来守
？According to Jesus,
就是以主耶稣的标准。
Washing Holy Communion to be done accordingly.
西教里这个圣餐礼是要如何来进行
？One true God, not three gods, three bodies or three heads in one.
我们讲的是独一真神，不是三位一体或者。
All these teachings were revealed to the workers of God.
这些都是。
When the true Jesus Church started.
当真教会被设立的时候神来通过
Even the name, true was revealed.
通过这些门徒来明白过来的就算是真教会也是 神亲自来
Remember?
来指明的
Yesterday we said when we studied the one true church in the Bible we must have an absolute total neutral mentality without any partiality.
当我们谈到这个独一真教会的时候我们要有很这种不偏待的这种心态。
And then with that kind of mindset, look at the Bible. Pray for the Holy Spirit to inspire us to understand.
有了这样的概念的话，然后祷告求神圣灵来指引。
And then God will reveal to us better and better the truth of salvation.
神就会向我们阐明这些。
Then you can see even the name True Church is mentioned in the Bible.
就算真耶稣教会这个名字也在圣经里也记载。
So、this is the church of God in the end time.
这就是神的教会在末日当中。
So God has established the end time true church as prophesied.
神已经在末期当中啊。
Look at Isaiah chapter 11.
真教会，我们看以赛亚。
Regarding the second time God establishing His true church in the world in the New Testament before He comes again.
我们看就是神啊。
Isaiah chapter
11. 第二次来设立他的真教会。
Isaiah chapter 11.
以赛亚书十一章。
From verse 11 to 16, we can see clearly.
11到16节哦，这里看到。
Part of it is the root of Jesse, the Messiah, the power of the Holy Spirit, set his hand again the second time to establish his church. Second time.
这里说是第二次、
Verse 11 it says second time、again the second time、
他这里说是第二次了。
So the first time was the apostolic church、
第一次是、使徒教会。
After more than 1000 years the second time the true church in the end time、
再一次就是这第二次就是末代的真教会。
There wasn't a name just called apostolic church or the church of God, because at the time there wasn't any other churches apart from Judaism、
在保罗时候 当时就只有 一个教会嘛，因为没有其他的教派。
But the second time there must be the name, because there's so many churches already for more than 1000 years, so many churches starting from the big tree、we'll talk about it if we've got time, and thenAfter the Protestants, after the Reformation, you know, all this will have confused people for the past more than 1,000 years.
但是 问题是说、这个一千年过后当中、太多太多的教派出现了，所以很多人都会、搞得很糊涂。
But the second time God will establish his church.
但是第二次、神设立他的教会的时候。
This is through his mighty power, the Holy Spirit.
是借着他圣灵的大能。
This is very clear.
这很清楚。
Of course, we know Solomon's temple was built.
我们晓得所罗门王的所罗门建立的圣殿。
It is very appropriate to refer this as a prefiguration to the apostolic church.
这用来用来表明或者预表这个使徒时代的教会是很恰当的。
And then the Solomon the temple of Solomon was destroyed.
这个过后这个圣殿被毁了。
Prefiguring the apostolic church came to an end.
也就是预表了这个使徒时代的教会结束了。
And then it was rebuilt. It was rebuilt.
后来又
Solomon temple was rebuilt.
又重建。
After a period of time.
过了一段时候重建。
That is the rebuilding of the true church in the end time before the Lord comes again.
也就是再重新设立这个在主耶稣再临之前设立这个真教会。
So it is very clear from the Bible.
这圣经是很清楚的。
There are many other verses which are even clearer that the end time true church established the second time before the Lord comes again is from the east.
圣经也 记载就是第二次的真教会设立是从东方开始的。
From the dawning light according to Isaiah chapter 24.
就是从光从哪里 照耀起、
就是
早晨黎明的光。
From the east, also very clear.
从东边的。
So many verses.
很多章节都。
It also says from Sinim, the word Sinim. Sinim, Sinim.
从西宁那边。
And that, according to a lot of research, is China.
也就是很多人查考就是中国。
Very interesting and very important.
这是很重要的。
So many verses regarding this.
这有记录很多这样的。
Ezekiel prophesies God's glory will come from the east.
以西结说神的荣光最后要从东发出。
Jesus, Matthew 24:27 says, He will be coming like lightning from the west to the east. From the east.
马太福音说要很像闪电这样从东方再发出。
Coming of the Son of Man is the same thing. It's about the Holy Spirit and the Church.
他说人子的降临就是圣殿的教会的设立。
Revelation chapter 7 verses 2 and 3. The angel from the east is the church from the east.
启示录的二章讲的东方的天使就是指教会从东方来。
Mention quite a lot of verses regarding the building of God's church in two periods of time in the New Testament.
我们刚才已经讲了很多，已经看过了很多这种章节，就是重建神的教会。
The apostolic church and the church now in the end time before he comes again.
总共有两次，一次是使徒时代的教会，还有
and in between,
第二次就是
there will be a lot of churches according to the Bible.
末日的真教会
in the afternoon.
到中间还有发生很多的教会出现。
And how do we treat these churches?
我们要来怎样去面对，或者是
We must love these people,
这些教会的人，
because、
我们都要爱他们，
God's love,
因为这些都是属于神的爱。
To love them all.
因为神的爱激励我们
去爱他们。But remember, this is a spiritual battle.
但是我们要晓得，这是属灵的征战。
God wants us to preach, to save, But the devil would like to go against us.
当然神要我们去传福音来拯救, 但是魔鬼会,
in the afternoon we'll talk about very clearly from the Bible, there's only one true church in the Bible.
在下午我们会谈了，就是只有一个独一的真教会。
And also, why there's so many churches in the world today?
然后再谈论是说为什么现在有这么多的教会。
And what is the name of the church in the end time?
还有就是,
as prophesied in the Bible.
还有就是教会啊，这个神的教会的名字是什么？在圣经的记载啊，这都是神的信息。
We have to ask God to help us.
我们要求神来帮助我们。
We need to humble ourselves.
我们要来谦卑自己。
Do not deceive ourselves.
不要来欺骗自己。
There's many people in the world I've met in different countries of the world say they have got the Holy Spirit.
很多人啊。
I've met myself personally. Until they truly understand the truth, and the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they said, "Ah, this is the Holy Spirit."
知道他完全明白真理之后，圣灵降临，他才晓得这才是
In the end time, the deceit of the devil is very powerful.
我们晓得就是末日这个魔鬼的这种欺骗手法。
Many people.
很有力的
so-called pastors, they teach their members to speak in tongues. Teach. You have to teach. You have to learn for 3 weeks or 1 month, or even 6 months before you can speak in tongues. This is heresy.
很多这些教派的这些牧师来教导他的这些信徒来
they said that
来讲灵言，就是要学上三个月或者半年才可以讲灵言.
This is not in the Bible.
这不是圣经记载的。
We have to ask God to help us to humble ourselves.
我们要求神来, 让我们,
because this is a spiritual battle.
因为这是属灵的战争.
One true church is indispensable for salvation.
这个独一的真教会对我们的得救是很重要的, 不能缺乏的.
We are part of it.
我们就是属于这个独一教会的一部分.
We have to give thanks to God for that.
我们要感谢神.
We're going to kneel down and pray.
我们来祷告.
Ask Him to give us a heart of humility.
求神给我们这个谦卑的心。
Give us energy and power to continue for the rest of the day and also tomorrow.
给我们的这个力量，还有耐心来继续来聚会。
Let's pray.